Chapter 4, Intelligence During Multinational Operations. This chapter begins by discussing multinational intelligence and multinational information sharing. It then discusses planning, communications, and supporting processes used in multinational operations. Next, it discusses intelligence operations, complementary intelligence capabilities, and information sharing. Lastly, this chapter discusses information versus intelligence and includes considerations for commanders and staff. Multinational intelligence. The multinational force synchronizes its intelligence efforts with UAPs to achieve unity of effort and to meet the commander's intent. Intelligence unity of effort is critical to accomplish the mission. UAPs contribute to the intelligence effort. Multinational and interagency partners provide cultural awareness and unique perspectives that reinforce and complement Army intelligence capabilities. UAPs may have access to different capabilities, or they may have more of a capability than Army and Joint Forces have. Some partners may have unique policies, authorities, or access that provide intelligence opportunities that are not otherwise available to Army forces. Using appropriate procedures and established policy, multinational force intelligence leaders provide information and intelligence support to multinational forces. The intelligence staff section leverages the intelligence enterprise to answer the commander's requirements. Intelligence leaders ensure that the intelligence warfighting function operates effectively and efficiently. These leaders are the commander's primary advisors on employing ISR and information collection assets. Intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance is an integrated operations and intelligence activity that synchronizes and integrates the planning and operation of sensors, assets, and processing, exploitation, and dissemination systems in direct support of current and future operations, JP2O. Multinational forces need to approach joint ISR as a unified effort. To drive joint ISR and information collection properly, intelligence leaders consider and leverage all capabilities provided by the multinational force. Additionally, intelligence analysts support their commanders with analysis and production of timely, relevant, accurate, and predictive assessments and products tailored to the commander's needs. Refer to ADP-20 for more information on intelligence and the intelligence warfighting function. Refer to JP-20 for more on integrating intelligence and exploitation in operations. Intelligence leaders ensure that multinational forces use the intelligence capability of UAPs. Failure to employ UAPs or disseminate their products is the same as keeping intelligence capabilities in reserve and may communicate an insult to the partner, which may result in a change in the level of support from the partner. Intelligence leaders may need to employ products, personnel, and capabilities from UAPs innovatively. This may include adding to existing capacity for performing types of collection or analysis, or generating a new complementary capability. For example, leaders may use an open-source research capability to conduct in-depth studies of aspects of operational variables or civil considerations of an operational environment. Multinational information sharing. Every multinational operation differs, as do the methods by which the force collects and disseminates intelligence. As classification and dissemination controls may present problems in releasing information, it is important for intelligence leaders to avoid overclassifying information and to work with the Foreign Disclosure Officer and Foreign Disclosure Representatives. Together, they ensure leaders can share relevant information appropriately with partners in the multinational force. See Executive Order 13526 and AR380-10 for guidance on foreign disclosure. Multinational operations require foreign disclosure coordination and security classification policy guidance to drive right for release at the lowest levels. Staffs at all levels must follow foreign disclosure guidelines and regulations when sharing information and intelligence with allies and multinational partners. To help intelligence sharing, staffs establish and adhere to procedures, specific guidelines, and policies. These guidelines and policies improve interoperability, trust, and operational effectiveness in a multinational force. To avoid intelligence and information sharing becoming a contentious issue, commanders address sharing from the planning phases to ensure everyone understands national policy limitations and the risks versus rewards. Timely sharing of intelligence products and combat information enables prompt responses to situations. For example, a multinational force establishes processes to rapidly modify, validate, and downgrade classification, and to release imagery to one or more partners with a need to know. Commanders educate themselves on the positions of allies and partner nations regarding intelligence sharing and ensure that intelligence is shared to the degree necessary for mission accomplishment and force protection. Early information sharing during planning ensures that forces receive requirements that are clearly stated. Guidance supports the commander's intent, and the multinational force uses procedures supportable by other nations. Refer to ATP 3-39.21 for more on expeditionary forensics, ATP 2-22.82 for more on biometrics-enabled intelligence, and ATP 2-22.85 for more on tactical employment of biometrics. Multilateral and bilateral security sharing agreements fall under the purview of a combatant command but are the results from policy agreements between the United States and one or more partners. These agreements cover security cooperation initiatives and operations planned for allies and partner nations. A combatant command can request that intelligence reports, products, and assessments be made releasable to multinational partners as necessary. The intelligence officer, in coordination with the foreign disclosure officer, understands existing agreements, established at the earliest time of UAP formation, before articulating disclosure guidance to operations planners and facilitates clear communications and interoperability among elements within a coalition. Intelligence officers consider how national laws and policies of individual coalition members affect the sharing of information and intelligence. These officers recognize that each coalition or multinational force will develop unique procedures for intelligence sharing since sharing authorities vary depending on partners involved. These authorities may also change over time. Disclosure guidance for a multinational force should maximize existing authorities and include guidelines for writing for release. Writing for release means developing products specifically for disclosure to the partners involved. Often, it carefully excludes information that might reveal sources, collection methods, or other protected information to reduce the risk of misclassifying information. Intelligence planners apply writing for release to intelligence production and all aspects of the operation, such as operation orders and update briefings. Writing for release applies to more than just intelligence production, such as a releasable version of the same product or a tear line within the product. In situations with diverse UAPs, complicated sharing guidance and planners often produce multiple versions of the same product with different dissemination controls. These precautions ensure that every coalition member gets some degree of shared understanding while limiting risks. Writing for release works best with a command policy that requires planners to prepare products with releasable versions at their creation instead of requesters asking for releasable versions after the fact. A multinational force maximizes potential contributions of each partner through coordination. Although the communications architecture is an essential element in this area, there are specific intelligence areas requiring extensive coordination that include friendly use of the electromagnetic spectrum, use of space assets, location of intelligence assets, and location of known or templated threat locations to collect against. Verification that the intelligence effort serves both the multinational and national needs. Priority intelligence requirements focus on intelligence concerning the adversary and environment. Commanders find answers by coordinating at all levels. An established joint center provides TTP available to commanders to enable improved collaboration and information sharing. Joint centers enable collection and promote intelligence and information sharing across multiple intelligence sources or nations. Multinational commanders at various echelons create joint centers to manage the flow of information and intelligence, to focus information collection to satisfy information requirements, and to process, exploit, analyze, and disseminate the resulting collection. Planning for multinational forces operations. UAPs may have policy restraints and sovereignty concerns. Such restraints and concerns mean that nations will likely limit their available assets to a multinational force. As a result, Multinational forces accept that they will often have limited, decentralized control over some of their intelligence assets, and they will have no direct control over assets restricted by individual nations. These undisclosed assets are managed by the nation's National Intelligence Cell. Multinational forces performing intelligence operations establish an intelligence fusion cell at the headquarters level through which intelligence tasks will flow. This cell helps integrate intelligence representatives and liaison personnel at each organizational level and improve access to intelligence capabilities. A staff bases information collection plans on matching intelligence requirements of a coalition organization with the available and accessible intelligence assets in the AO. The multinational force conducts ISR and information collection with an emphasis on leveraging the larger intelligence enterprise. The commander provides the intelligence staff with a clear mission statement and commander's intent. The intelligence section then develops information and intelligence requirements that commanders review, matches assets with requirements, and requests joint ISR support. A multinational force's ability to gather and process intelligence varies widely. The command's collection manager accounts for this variance and tasks various intelligence assets and joint ISR platforms accordingly, matching collection assets with requirements to answer priority intelligence requirements. Sharing information and mutual support are key to integrating all resources into a system to best meet the command's intelligence requirements. Multinational force communications and processing. The ability to collect, process, and disseminate information to many users requires effective lateral and vertical communications. UAPs come to an agreement during the planning phase of an operation as to what SOPs and data standards partners will use. The agreement also addresses using existing agreements, such as those articulated in NATO STANAGs, ABCAN standards, and other STANAGs. A lead nation establishes appropriate JMEI for the MPN to facilitate interoperability. Liaison officers at the multinational force headquarters provide subject matter expertise in their national capabilities and supplementary communications to their parent nations. Successful multinational intelligence operations use a common intelligence architecture to leverage capabilities of participating allies and partners. This architecture enables effective communications within the multinational force without compromising national security interests. Information and intelligence exchange requirements for multinational forces focus on enabling a common intelligence picture with two-way information flows among United States military commands and multinational partners. Establishing, testing, and validating the multinational forces' intelligence architecture during the preparation phase of the operation contribute to shared situational awareness and the intelligence preparation of the battlefield. Intelligence operations. Intelligence operations are the tasks undertaken by military intelligence units through the intelligence disciplines to obtain information to satisfy validated requirements, ADP 2.0. Intelligence operations collect information about the intent, activities, and capabilities of threats and relevant aspects of an operational environment to support multinational commanders' decision-making. Data and information collected during intelligence operations are essential to developing timely, relevant, accurate, predictive, and tailored intelligence products. Intelligence operations use mission orders and standard command and support relationships. Intelligence operations are shaping operations the commander uses for the main effort. Flexibility and adaptability to changing situations are critical to conduct effective intelligence operations. Refer to ADP 2.0 for more information on intelligence operations and intelligence disciplines. The intelligence disciplines are as follows: counterintelligence, geospatial intelligence, human intelligence, measure and signature intelligence, open source intelligence, signals intelligence, technical intelligence. Counterintelligence is also known as CI. Counterintelligence is information gathered and activities conducted to identify, deceive, exploit, disrupt, or protect against espionage, other intelligence activities, sabotage, or assassinations conducted for or on behalf of foreign powers, organizations, or persons or their agents, or international terrorist organizations or activities, JP 2.0. Refer to JP2O and ATP2-22.4 for more information on information and counterintelligence. Geospatial intelligence is also known as GEOINT. Geospatial intelligence is the exploitation and analysis of imagery and geospatial information to describe, assess, and visually depict physical features and geographically referenced activities on or about the Earth, JP2O. Geospatial intelligence consists of imagery, imagery intelligence, and other geospatial information. Geospatial intelligence includes full motion video platforms. Refer to JP2O for more on geospatial intelligence. Human intelligence is also known as HUMINT. Human intelligence is a category of intelligence derived from information collected and provided by human sources, JP2O. Refer to JP2O, ADP2O, and FM2-22.3 for more information on human intelligence. Measure and signature intelligence is also known as MASINT. Measure and signature intelligence is information produced by quantitative and qualitative analysis of physical attributes of targets and events to detect, characterize, locate, and identify targets and events, and derived from specialized, technically derived measurements and signatures of physical phenomenon intrinsic to an object or event, JP2O. Refer to JP2O for more information on measure and signature intelligence. Open source intelligence is also known as OSINT. Open source intelligence is publicly available information collected, exploited, and disseminated to address a specific requirement, JP2O. Refer to JP2O for more information on open source intelligence. Signals intelligence is also known as SIGINT. Signals intelligence is a category of intelligence comprising all communications intelligence, electronic intelligence, and foreign instrumentation signals intelligence, however transmitted, individually or in combination, JP2O. Refer to JP2O for more details on signals intelligence. Technical intelligence is also known as TechINT. Technical intelligence is intelligence derived from the collection, processing, analysis, and exploitation of data and information pertaining to foreign equipment and materiel for the purposes of preventing technological surprise, assessing foreign scientific and technical capabilities, and developing countermeasures designed to neutralize an enemy's technological advantages, JP2O. Refer to JP2O, ATP2-22.4, and AR-381-26 for a thorough discussion of technical intelligence. Complementary intelligence capabilities. Complementary intelligence capabilities contribute valuable information for all source intelligence to conduct operations. The complementary intelligence capabilities are specific to the unit and circumstances at each echelon. These capabilities vary across the intelligence enterprise in a multinational formation, depending upon what each of the national contingents can provide. The complementary intelligence capabilities are as follows. Biometrics-enabled intelligence. Cyber-enabled intelligence. Document and media exploitation. Forensic-enabled intelligence. Refer to ADP2O for more information on complementary intelligence capabilities. Biometrics-enabled intelligence is intelligence resulting from the combination of biometric information with other intelligence, threat information, or information relating to other aspects of an operational environment to answer intelligence requirements. Refer to ADP2O for more on biometrics-enabled intelligence. Cyber-enabled intelligence is produced by combining intelligence analysis with collaborated information concerning activity in cyberspace and the electromagnetic spectrum. Refer to JP3-85 for electromagnetic spectrum operations. Document and media exploitation is also known as DOMEX. Document and media exploitation is the processing, translation, analysis, and dissemination of collected hard copy documents and electronic media that are under the United States government's physical control and are not publicly available. Units can derive threat intent, capabilities, and limitations through the exploitation of captured materials. Refer to DODD 3300.03 for more on document and media exploitation. Forensic-enabled intelligence is also known as FEI. Forensic-enabled intelligence is the intelligence resulting from the integration of scientifically examined materials and other information to establish full characterization, attribution, and the linkage of events, locations, items, signatures, nefarious intent, and persons of interest, JP2O. Refer to JP2O for details on forensic-enabled intelligence and ATP 3-39.21 for more on expeditionary forensics. Multinational Information Sharing Tasks. Every multinational operation and all the tasks the force uses to collect and disseminate intelligence differs. Classification may present a challenge in sharing information, but keeping as much information at the lowest appropriate classification level as possible improves interoperability, trust, and operational effectiveness in the multinational force. Commanders know other nations' positions on intelligence sharing and ensure that intelligence is shared as much as possible, especially if required for mission accomplishment and force protection. Early information sharing during planning ensures that multinational force requirements are clearly stated, guidance supports the commander's intent, and the multinational force uses procedures supportable by other nations. The following tasks guide multinational intelligence operations. Adjust for national differences in intelligence concepts. Create an integrated multinational staff and intelligence fusion center with representatives from all participating nations within national limits on intelligence sharing. View the mission from a multinational and national perspective. Treat a threat to one member as a threat to all members. Agree to and plan for multinational intelligence requirements in advance of the operation. Plan complementary intelligence operations using all available multinational intelligence resources focusing on national strengths. Exchange liaison officers to limit problems derived from culture, language, doctrine, and intelligence requirements. Considerations. Commanders and their staffs participating in multinational operations consider and answer the following questions with respect to the intelligence portion of the operation. Does the multinational force have an initial collection management working group? What are the positions in the deployment timetable? Does the collection plan incorporate all collection assets available for tasking and account for differences in capabilities, limitations, and release authorities of the collecting nation? Are there any specific cultural, historical, language, customs, or religious relationships between the multinational force partners and the adversary or the local population? What is the intelligence architecture? Does the intelligence architecture meet mission requirements? Are there any gaps in coverage? Has the C2 system been established to disseminate time-sensitive information for targeting or rapid reaction to all participants? What are the procedures for sharing intelligence and information or releasing information policies? Are all multinational partners treated equally, considering compartmented and national sensitivities? What are the levels of interoperability between different intelligence information systems, including database compatibility? What are the staffing requirements for the intelligence staff, including specialists, linguists, and liaison officers, and a subordinate Joint Force Intelligence Directorate, Counterintelligence and Human Intelligence Staff Element staff? What are the differences in availability and capability of national collection sources? How can the differing intelligence authorities be exploited to maximize multinational force operations? Are intelligence liaison officers planned? Is the intelligence support package planned for, with capabilities and limitations, explained to supporting units? Are training programs in place with a focus on creating a common view of the enemy, enemy dispositions, threat characteristics, doctrine, capabilities, and intelligence systems? Has an intelligence daily cycle been established? Does it include reporting timelines and routine briefings and conferences? Have collection management timelines been defined? Have all intelligence systems, including communications and information systems, been rehearsed? How will national intelligence cells exchange intelligence among multinational partners? Have staff and liaison officers at all levels established and tested the intelligence architecture, including communications and information systems? Are links with the host nation, civilian agencies, and the media functioning? Was the process effective for the national intelligence cells to exchange intelligence among nations? Have national intelligence summaries, imagery, and threat assessments approved for dissemination been shared? What are the laws, policies, procedures, and sensitivities regarding the questioning of detainees captured by or in the custody of each multinational partner? What are the levels of interoperability among different intelligence automated information systems, including database compatibility? What is the level of interoperability with national collection resources? Is there a process to evaluate effectiveness and efficiency and a feedback system? Are all positions which require access to classified information tracked for appropriately cleared acceptable use policy personnel?